Equifax CEO Richard Smith has apologized for the massive data breach that affected 143 million Americans. In an op-ed in USA Today yesterday, Smith said, quote, "We are devoting extraordinary resources to make sure this kind of incident doesn't happen again." But exactly what kind of steps would need to be taken by Equifax or by regulators to ensure that? For more, we're joined now by Rob Weissman. He's president of Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group, and he joins us from Washington. Hi there, Rob.
It's great to be with you.
All right. So first of all, before we get to sort of future regulatory steps, can you just give us your take on the steps that Equifax has taken already in handling and responding to this enormous data breach?
Handling is a gentle term to describe what they've done. They could not have mismanaged a problem that should have been avoided in the first place any worse if they had tried to.
So like waiting 6 weeks, selling shares, trying to get people to sign up for new services in response, that kind of thing?
Exactly that kind of thing. It's unclear why they waited. It's imaginable that there's some legitimate reason for delaying the information, but it seems highly unlikely. The cost, of course, of delaying telling Americans that their information has been stolen is that they can't act on it if they don't know that it happened. And the hackers may well have been putting the stolen information to bad use. Having taken 6 weeks to reveal the information to the public, you'd think that Equifax would have had in place an excellent system to assist people in dealing with a problem that is entirely of Equifax's making. Instead, the opposite. They seem to view this data breach as a marketing opportunity, a way to lure people into signing up for new services for Equifax that they otherwise wouldn't want and wouldn't need, and impose on them, in the course of doing that, onerous terms that would prevent them from suing the company in the future if it was subject to additional data breaches or other kinds of negligence or misconduct.
Right. I mean, but, you know, in response to outrage, totally legitimate outrage from people, you know, at the very least, they've said they're going to not charge you if you want to freeze your credit. But let me ask you, this is not the first time that Equifax has been hacked, right? I mean, they not that long ago had a hack of people's W-2 information, if I remember correctly. So tragically, the horse is completely out of the barn when it comes to the very sensitive financial and personal information that's out there in the wild now, and it'll be out there for most of us for the rest of our lives, right? So what kind of regulations would you like to see? Like certain requirements for data protection, automatic liability? I mean, tell it to me in more detail.
Well, I don't think it's the case that the horse is all the way out of the barn in the sense that there could still be and there will be future hacks and mass thefts, and that will give new criminals access to our information. So it actually is important that we're proactive in preventing this. And the first question is whether we want to permit the credit companies and others to collect all the data that they do. We don't have to permit that. Other countries do not. But so long as it's happening, the companies have to be forced to protect the data more securely. And when they fail, they should be, as you say, automatically liable. Whether or not our information is ever misused to create a false account or to take a false loan. We've all been imposed upon. We all now have to monitor our credit. We all now have to live with the emotional burden of wondering what the heck is going to happen to us in the future. We should be compensated for that many times over. And if we had a system in place like that, you can be sure that Equifax would do a better job of protecting the data in the first place.
So it's hard to feel any kind of pity or sympathy or generosity to Equifax right now. I will absolutely grant that. But suppose the regulations that you just outlined were put into place. Wouldn't that effectively make it impossible for them to do business?
If they were required to protect the data that they collect without our permission in the first place? No, I think they would do business exactly the same way, except they would actually protect the data.
Well, I'm thinking about the liability piece here, that like if they had to be liable for data breaches that happened, and the reason why I'm asking this is because cyber attacks are going to happen no matter what. That's the world that we're living in right now. I mean, everyone from Yahoo to TJX to Equifax to anybody. Doesn't that make it the risk of doing business almost too great?
No, it doesn't. It means that they have an obligation to protect the information they collect. You know, Equifax is an interesting situation. It's different than, say, a credit card company. you know, or Target or whatever. You go to Target. You voluntarily went to Target. If you gave them information, you gave them information. You enter into a transaction with a credit card company. Okay, you applied for the credit card, and you voluntarily did that. With Equifax, you're not a customer of Equifax. Equifax is collecting information on you, whether you like it or not. We didn't enter into any agreement with Equifax to collect our data. They did it as their business model. Okay, if as a society we're going to permit them to do that, then the least they can do is protect the information that they collect, aggregate, and sell. How do we make them do that? Since they evidently don't do it on their own, we put liability rules in place that hold them accountable when they fail to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I should say the credit agencies have been moving in the exact opposite direction. They've been lobbying for rules that would limit their liability, and the entire financial services industry is working desperately hard to eliminate a Consumer Financial Protection Agency rule that would make it possible for wronged consumers to join together in class actions and sue financial wrongdoers. And that's a very hot-button issue that we're going to be facing in the Senate over the course of the next 2 months.
Well, Rob Weissman is president of the nonprofit consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.